Colorado could soon join other states in our region that have taken steps to address the epidemic of missing and murdered Indigenous people. Advocates say a new bill in the State House is a crucial first step in tackling a long simmering crisis. The Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent reports.
Last year in Denver, 65-year-old Gertrude Birdie Seawalker was brutally attacked. A passerby found the Indigenous woman laying on the street nearly unconscious. She died 2 weeks later at a local hospital. Her niece, Danielle Seawalker.
My friends, relatives, we almost say it's, you know, not what if it happens to us. It's a matter of when it will happen to somebody that we know or ourselves because of the rates that are so high on this.
Federal data show more than 4 in 5 American Indian and Alaska Native women have experienced violence in their lifetime. Indigenous women and girls face murder rates 10 times the national average. Seawalker, a member of the Standing Rock Sioux tribe, had a devastatingly close view of this reality with her aunt.
I sat with her in the hospital until she passed, saw her deteriorate very slowly from her injuries. And I almost wish it would have just been quicker for her because she did struggle for about a week to survive and did not.
The Denver artist and activist has been working with a coalition of tribal advocates. That work culminated with the introduction of a bill that would create a state office for missing and murdered Indigenous relatives. It would coordinate investigative efforts across jurisdictions and provide support to families and community members. The bill mirrors efforts underway in Wyoming, New Mexico, Montana, Utah, and other states.
It's going to be difficult for people to say that they support the Indigenous community, that they support the tribes in Colorado, and yet they don't support this bill.
That's State Senator Jesse Danielson, one of the bill's sponsors. Last year, she wrote a successful bill that outlawed the use of Native American school mascots. The Democratic lawmaker points out that Native activists are leading the charge on this effort, too.
It's only proper to have the community driving the discussion and putting forward the ideas that they have for the solution to the problem that impacts them and their families and their communities.
That includes people like Raven Payment, a descendant of the Mohawk and Ojibwe nations. She worked with Danielson on the mascot bill and says focusing on this bill has further illuminated a crisis that speaks directly to her lived experiences.
Walking through this world in predominantly non-Native spaces, I have those experiences of, you know, being a survivor of sexual assault and also just being targeted as kind of lesser than just because I am a Native woman.
Payment and other activists started digging into the numbers and found discrepancies when it came to unsolved cases in Colorado. She took the data to law enforcement and was disappointed by the response.
Well, we're doing the best that we can, and we think we're doing a great job. So, sorry, we're not gonna do anything else. What we're doing now is fine.
She says that pushback helped spur the bill. The crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous people persists for multiple reasons. The bill lists jurisdictional issues and data sharing problems between local, state, federal, and tribal governments. The result is inaccurate reporting and limited data. Representative Leslie Harrod, a co-sponsor, says Colorado has failed Indigenous victims and their families.
Colorado needs this bill because for too long, missing and murdered Indigenous people have gone uncounted and unrecognized. There are many of our missing relatives that need to be brought home.
But so far, Harrod says, their cases are not taken as seriously as others. Meanwhile, Danielle Seawalker is reserving hope that her family will see justice. She says authorities recently identified a suspect in her aunt's killing. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.